Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
With BRD, every second counts. That's why when you get new high-risk cattle, it's important to kill bacteria before BRD gets out of hand to let each high-risk calf's immune system get back to work. So if time is of the essence, why wait to bring out your big gun? Stop the clock on BRD and treat bacteria up front with Baytril 100 injectable enrofloxacin. You already trust Baytril 100 for treating BRD, and now it's approved by the FDA for BRD metaphylaxis in high-risk cattle, so you can use it to reduce the bacteria load in all high-risk calves right when you get new arrivals. Don't wait to use Baytril 100. Make it your go-to drug for either mass med or treatment of BRD. Baytril 100, right the first time. For more information or to obtain a product label, contact your veterinarian, your Bayer's sales representative, or visit Baytril100.com. Baytril 100 is for use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
He's the president and chief executive officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Been there for a lot of years and knows a lot about selling our U.S. beef overseas. We visited with Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation at the recent Summer Cattle Industry Conference in Denver about several of our key export destinations, including South Korea.
Well, definitely, you know, in Korea right now, they're very concerned about food inflation. We're just seeing today that as far as wheat and as far as beans, they've gone down to zero duties in that regard. We did very well last year in Korea because the number one is, as you know, they had this terrible effect of foot and mouth disease that really affected their pork herd. They lost over 30% of their pork herd, so they were really short on protein, period. So we ramped up very heavily in Korea, both from the beef and the pork side. But, you know, the numbers are down a little bit this year because we did so well last year. But that market still is a growth market. You know, we deal with a lot of the people in the trade there. They want our product. So we see the Korean market as on the ascent, if you will, as far as our exports. So that's it's an encouraging market. But this year, it's going to look a little flat compared to where we've been. But we're doing very well in Korea.
Now, in the case of the South Korean market and the Japanese market, for that matter, these are two destinations for our beef that definitely would have a lot of interest in the recent BSE case discovered earlier this year in the U.S. Phil, you know, what impact did that BSE case have in these two key destinations?
Well, actually, yeah, Japan, the day after this came out, they announced that there's nothing to worry about, that they understood the science behind this, and that there was no reason, and there wasn't even a glitch as far as our exports to Japan. Korea, on the other hand, because of the volatility of the opening of the market, they had 100,000 people out in the streets for 100 days. There was a lot of publicity. There was a lot of negative publicity about our product. That was more sensitive. And so they went on 100% testing of our product going into that market, but that's all been rescinded at this point in time. That's in the distant memory of the Koreans now, and so our business is really picking up in Korea, and also, you know, courtesy of Senator Baucus, and he helped us get more money to help restore consumer confidence in that market. You know, the beef checkoff, the Oklahoma Beef Council, with the good support of folks from all over the United States, we ramped in a lot of money in that area, and we've launched a campaign, a two trust campaign in Korea. So we've done a lot of work to restore consumer confidence, and that's almost 50% of the Koreans now prefer to have our product and other products. So that's a huge change over the course of the last 3 years. So I think Korea and Japan, when you talk about both markets, they both like high-quality beef. They both like grain-fed products. So, you know, we're just glad we're getting back to normal in both places, and that's going to be big for us next year.
Top hired hand of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Phil Tsang. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Neighbors, Dr. Barry and Roxanne Pollard want to invite you to Pollard Farms' 15th Annual Production Sale coming up Sunday, August 26, 105 Angus lots to be sold in Wacomas at 12 noon on that Sunday, featuring donor dams and elite genetic matings, fall and spring ET heifers, spring pairs, spring bred heifers, fall bred cows, and heifers. For information, give them a call, 580-758-1464 for Pollard Farms, or go to their website, pollardfarms.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.